Melbourne-based band The Bennies are set to blow audience members away tonight when they take stage at Adelaide Unibar as part of their Natural Born Chillers tour to round out the program. We're going to speak to the guitarist and vocalist from the band, Jules Rosenberg. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you going?
Very well, thank you. Now, you're on your way to Adelaide right now. You guys have been touring, from the look of it, pretty much non-stop. You must have been spending a lot of time in airports recently.
We're literally just waiting on the Benny's private jet to get to Adelaide. But yeah, we spend more time in airports than our beds, pretty much.
Are you guys aiming for like an Iron Maiden style thing? Is one of you, particularly adept at being a pilot, maybe flying yourselves around?
Yeah, that'd be me. It only takes about a year of training to drive a 747, and I've got that amount of time under my belt. So yeah, and I'm very capable.
And now, you, as part of this tour, you're touring with Gooch Palms, an Adelaide group, Young Offenders. You've only had a few shows with these guys so far, but how's it been so far?
It's been wonderful. Yep, lucky to be playing with such a talented group of people, and we're just legends all around. We've been fans of both bands for quite some time, so it's nice to get out on the road and expose people to the wild, wonderful travelling troupe that is the Benny's Natural Born Chillers tour.
Now, when this tour wraps up too, you've also been announced as to be supporting Andrew WK. Now, a lot of your songs are about partying, you know, the whole vibe, it seems, of the band. How does it feel to be recognised for the Benny's level of partying by this almost international ambassador of partying, Andrew WK?
I feel like we've almost completed our apprenticeship in partying, and we're just going to go. That's our graduation ceremony, actually. So, yeah, it's going to be... It's good to finally be recognised for all the years we put into, you know, having a good time.
Because, yeah, a standard apprenticeship takes about 4 years. How long does a partying apprenticeship take?
I'm 36, so about 30 of those. quite a while. But you do get better with age, so.
Now, what kind of bands inspire you guys? You guys have sort of been, you know, on the scene for a little while now, but what sort of... helped the Bennies take shape early on. What sort of was the early inspiration for you guys?
Oh, yeah, your classic metal acts, psychedelic, like, you know, your Sabbath, your Clash. You know, if you're going into Gary Numan, Queen, Devo, Blondie. Yeah, I mean, the list could go on. It's pretty eclectic, pretty exotic mix, actually. That's where I like to put it. If it's exotic, we'll play it, you know.
Well, it seems quite theatrical too. There's something through that line of bands that you mentioned. They're like Blondie and Black Sabbath. They're both, you know, very, you know, powerful performers. There's a lot of rock star vibe going on. Is that something you guys are very conscious of, particularly in your live shows?
Yeah. Well, like, you know, I think the one thing a lot of these bands have in common is they've all got style, you know, and they're really not that boring. And I don't like boredom, and I think it's one of the things that should be beaten out of art. Like, I want people to have style, I want people to have fun, and I'm sure my colleagues share the same opinion. So I suppose, like, at the end of the day, we want that sort of, yeah, we're drawn to these sort of strong, iconic figures.
We're speaking with Jules from the Bennies about their latest tour around Australia. Now, Jules, I certainly remember my first Bennies show at Stonecutters a couple of years ago. But for someone who hasn't seen the Bennies live yet, what can audience members expect from your show?
Well, you can expect a damn good time. And I do recommend to anyone rocking up to the show that you brush your teeth, because you're going to leave dirty and sweaty. And you want to have at least a little bit of decorum about you by the time you finish. You know, there's lots of hugs, there's lots of dancing. You want to put your best foot forward. And all I can say is, like, yeah, you'll be leaving with a smile on your face and sore feet.
And you have sort of been touring, it seems, on and off for the last 6 months in the lead up to this album launch. And then you guys were in Europe, and now you're on this tour. How do you said something that's really important is an exciting, stylistic, creative live show. How do you keep that, you know, how do you keep performing not tedious for yourself?
Just keeping it fresh in general. I mean, it's not that hard. We do love what we do, and we like to practice what we preach, and we don't really want to emulate too hard our heroes, but, you know, just keeping the audience in mind. You know, we're not doing this because we want to bore people. We're doing it because we want enjoyment, and hopefully that sort of rubs off on the audience and they have a great time. I know watching bands and being a music fan, that's all I want to see. I don't want to see the same show over and over again. I mean, we're not a CD, we're a live band.
And do you have anything special planned for the, for this particular tour?
Yeah, there's a couple of tricks in our back pocket, but I don't really want to reveal those. People really do have to get a ticket and come down to the show to see the live performance and in all its glory.
And we've sort of talked a lot about your touring, and it seems to be wrapping up in not too long now. What have you got planned for after this tour finishes?
I think it's going to be one of the things I know we all look forward to doing is writing another album. So knuckling down in the bunker and getting some of these ideas and translating our experiences over the last 6 months into something other people can listen to and hopefully enjoy.
And is that slowly starting to take form, or is that something that you'll really knuckle down on once the touring finishes?
There's I suppose we've got the bare scaffold, party scaffold of like ideas, but yeah, really for those to take shape, we've got to get behind the clay and mould it into something palatable.
Well, Jules, really look forward to having you guys in town tonight, playing at the Uni Bar along with Gooch Palms and Young Offenders. It's sure to be, from all my previous Benny's experiences, an absolutely wild show.
Oh, it's going to be awesome. I really appreciate you getting us on the air and having a chat, doing a wonderful thing up there in Adelaide. And no, we look forward to it. We're going to be there in about an hour and a half or so. So crack a couple of beers, and I look forward to seeing some fresh faces down there and having a bit of fun.
Now we're gonna play one of the songs off the new album, the title track, in fact, off of Natural Born Chillers. Is there anything you'd like to tell us about this song before we give it a spin?
This song really was one of the tunes that I enjoy. Is one of the songs we all actually enjoy playing live. It's really get your footsteps behind it. You can have a good dance. Lyrics are important, and the outro is outrageous.
Thanks so much for your time, Jules.
You're welcome. Thank you so much.
And again, you can catch the Bennies tonight at the Adelaide Uni Bar. We're going to hear Natural Born Chillers now off the album of the same name.
You're on breakfast.